Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to present to some and introduce to others the host with the most, the CEO of WBSW Radio, the internet station we're number one, Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. Sometimes they call him Dr. Lowe, Coach Lowe, Love Guru, the man that make it do what it do. Without further ado, Dr. Lowe, let's make it happen.
I'm Dr. Lorenzo Smith. So excited to come before you. Give a shout out from the start. Thank you so much, author Nicole Brown. Thank you for joining. Remember, Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Shout out to Shirley Green with the 7552. Thank you so much. I'm going to give you a wave. Sorry on the ones that are long distance. I'm not able to give them away. But Nicole, thank you so much. Sarah Brown for taking time. Give a shout out to Sierra Washington. Thank you so much. This is the Dr. Lowe Show. You want to ask yourself, why should I take a minute of my time to check out Dr. Lowe Show? It's the real relationship talk show with no limits. We focus on issues that coming out constantly in our conversation, dialogue between each other, where we are able to allow you to be interactive. We want you to play a major part by calling in to be a part of the Dr. Lowe Show. And the call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell, ask your location, then you can chat with Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. And I have some co-hosts that comes in from time to time when their schedule's freed up. We'll give a shout-out for one co-host that's, if he's able to join us tonight, that is Pastor, Doctor, I call him, Eddie Pratt. He's out of Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas, DFW. Also, we have the lady that put their boots on the ground, Tina Robinson, out of Oakland, California, owning my own True Behavior Health organization. They're working with many out in California, as well as in Atlanta, Georgia. They're doing some awesome things. That's Tina Robinson. Want to give a shout out to 1993_Sigma. Remember, 5 Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Thank you so much, my brother. Happy Founders Day to you. Also, a shout out to Latonya.of. We'll give her a wave as well because we're able to reach you and get that. Thank you for joining us as well. Let me take an opportunity while we go through the process of introducing what we're going to do tonight is give a shout out to those Greek letter organizations that haven't found a day. To the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, January 9th, which was yesterday, marked 100 years of service to our community, to humanity. So we have a shout out to those Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Also, I want to give a shout out to the, which will be on the 13th, the ladies of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. You have an opportunity we can give them a happy Founders Day and shout out. So we might not be on when they're scheduled to do their day, which is the 13th. Then on the 15th, we have the ladies of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated in their Founders Day. And then on the 16th, we're excited to give a shout out to the ladies of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated for their Founders Day 103 years. Let me take a step back because I have co-hosts that I want to make sure I give a shout out, being a member of the Divine Nine. Members of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, our co-host of our sports talk show, we have Brother Tony Stallworth, the Vice President of Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville, Alabama. We have our Social Action Director, Brother Marvin Lala Smith. He's a co-host. Also, we have our radio personality, well-known in South Central Alabama, as well as Central Alabama and South Alabama. He's the conductor of the E-Train, known as Darryl E-Train Elliott. He's with the Big KD. You can check him out. You can go to the internet, check him out. He's from 2 to 6. He's just Don King of all things, car racing. He's truly, truly an exceptional person. We give him a shout out, but he's a part of our team here as well, members of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. We also want to give a shout out to the members that are of the J13, which is Delta Sigma Theta. One of our co-hosts, we have Dr. Olivia E. Smith, a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated, along with J15. Shout out to Coach Lauren D. Smith, a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. Then we will get a shout out to the J16, which is the ladies of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. A shout out to Sarah Scarlett Harvey Black out of Greenville, South Carolina. So we're going to get each of these individuals are part of the format. They're part of the team. They're giving back. So we thank them, and we want to give them a shout-out. And I don't want to exclude myself. Myself, I am a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, very excited. And, you know, when I woke up, I was blessed to be able to wake up tomorrow, yesterday morning and to this morning. And you will say happy 5 days to each and every one of you all, even if we're not broadcasting on a day. Let's look at how we continue to connect to our program. You can check out our the web link. The web link is www.blogtalkradio.com/WDSW Internet Talk Radio. You can catch us on Facebook. That's facebook.com/DRL Alberto Smith. On Instagram, we have two devices operating today. We have the President Doctor dot Lorenza Smith is one of the handles has been operated as well, being broadcast. We thank those individuals joining us by there. Then we have the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville, Alabama, which is Zeta Phi Sigma Greenwood number 10. They're also partners with us, so we're being able to broadcast through their Instagram. Now, that's the way to get the word out. Now, if you want to be able to email the show, you have that opportunity. You can email it at WBSW Internet Talk Radio with the number 22 at gmail.com. Email us whatever you need to email us. You got some suggestions for a show. You have some people who would like to come on. You can email me and the radio station, and we'll be able to address whatever your needs are. We also want you to know we have several Twitter accounts that you can check us out on. We'll be glad for you to take an opportunity to at WBSW Radio. Then you have Zeta Phi Sigma underscore 10 and Lorenza D. Smith 15. Our on-demand episode, which we have a total of 584. And in the 84, there's some that have been kind of we're working with because they lost it. Only about 10 or 15 minutes, but most of them out of the 575 are full broadcast. You can check us out on Blog Talk Radio. You can be there to hear our on-demand episodes. So that's WBSW Radio, the internet station number one. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Tumblr, as I said earlier, Instagram, and also we are on time to time Zoom. So we're truly the internet station. So we're being broadcast by using all forms of social media or the internet. We also want to let you know that we have listeners and watchers in 33 countries. 33 countries that's checking us out. They email, they're time to time on the show, they are viewing the show on a different internet site. So we thank each and every one of those as supporters. We also have a giveaway. We have WBSW Radio giveaways that we do constantly. Matter of fact, on Friday we did one we call it was our big holiday celebration that extended all the way into Friday. We gave away a 5-night, 6-day trip where we took care of the hotel to Cancun, Mexico. The retail value of that trip is $1,294. And the winner of that trip, we're excited to let everybody know that individual and that person was Miss Peggy Grant. She's the winner of the 6-day, 5-night hotel stay in Cancun, Mexico. So we're giving back, and we think our sponsors like Tristad LLC, LNA Lawn Service in South Central Alabama, WBSW Radio, the internet station, we're number one team members, and also the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter out of Greenville, Alabama, is playing a part here. So So we're really excited to be able to work with them as a team to give you these giveaways. And we want you to register if your name is not in. You can register by just sending me your name. You can type it in on the board here because you're able to do that on the stream. You can type it in along with a means of transaction, like either Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, or Zelle. You can type it in. That gives it an opportunity. We'll put you in the raffle, but we also give love offerings. We send each and every one of you all in some form from time to time some kind of financial support. It's not very much. It might be enough for you to get gas or get lunch that day, but we're going to send you something because that's what God blessed us to be able to do. We also give away vouchers for food along with gas, as well as gift cards, books from the authors who've been on the show, and we're just really excited to give back. So we want you to register, and this is how you register. You can go to my email to make sure I have it. If you're not doing it on the stream where I can write it down, you can go to lorenzadsmith15@gmail.com. That's L-O-R-E-N-Z-A, D as in David, S-M-I-T-H, 15@gmail.com. Send it to us. Let us know. Put your name on it with a means of transaction. Let's talk about marriage is fading. I want you to think about that. What is the percentage of individuals getting married today? Think about our culture. Think about those individuals around. How is the opportunity being presented about marriage? Is there a clear understanding of marriage? Because some people seem to think it's just something we just want to do. Let's get a shout out to Stephen Reeves 961, who's joining us. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a chance to type in your comments. I want you to type in your comments. Please type in. I know some of you might be available to type. You might be just listening. Type in your comments. How would you define marriage? If you can define marriage, you got an understanding that would be ultimately your goal in a relationship. Too many times we go into dating and we inherit this thing in this term of these statements like date to marry and marry to date. Do you know what the definition of marriage is? Don't be able to, you're not going to get in a situation where you date to marry when you don't understand what marriage is. And the purpose for it is in our cultural and in society. Most people would say marriage is the beginning. And the beginning of family. See, when you get married, you come together. You got a husband, you got a wife. Then our prayer is that you come together and conceive and bore a child to begin the growth of a family. One of the things I want you to truly to think about is marriage is a lifelong commitment. Even read the stats from time to time, and those stats talks about the percentage of individuals who get married, and it could be by gender, stay married about 5 years. And I want you to just kind of think about it. What was the problem? Did you date to marry? Meaning, when you met someone that had the ability to be part of a lifelong commitment, did you bring that up in the beginning? I have Trey Johnson joining us. That's a member of 580 Sigma Fraternity, and he was on our show. He's the author of two books and many other things he's doing, and we're going to get those books. He put down folks are intimidated by marriage. And Trey, I believe they're intimidated because, as author Nicole Brown types in, it's a covenant between a man, a woman, and God. The understanding is that we have begun to write our own narrative about marriage. See, we got to truly understand that marriage is a lifelong commitment. You have to make sure you do your due diligence from the beginning to understand from your right perspective what is marriage and what would marriage be to you. If it's going to be an agreement, now see, that's what people have to understand. Marriage has been put in different realms of understanding. Some people marry as an agreement where they're going to be in a partnership that might be lifelong commitment, but it's for one purpose. It might be helping each other financially. That might be marriage to some people. But our true understanding, and I want us to get this in our mind, marriage is so important to our culture because it's the beginning of family. I want you to, and joining us, thank you so much, the lady that put the boots on the ground, Tina Robinson from out of Oakland, California. Thank you, Tina, so much. And owning my own truth, behavior, health, you know, the organization that's working with a lot of people in Oakland, just trying to get them to in a place comfortable while they're living some on the streets and just helping them. But Trey writes down, weddings look good. See, that's another situation. The agreement is that we're going to get married and we're going to put on the best wedding anybody in this area have ever seen. I attended one many years ago, and the goal was to have the largest party, meaning that bridesmaids and groomsmen had 27 bridesmaids and groomsmen, 27 bridesmaids and 27 groomsmen. That's beside the bride and the groom, the best man. That's a lot of people, but that was the largest. Had 6 to 7 limousines to carry everybody part of the party. See, sometimes we have our definition of marriage as being a showcase to prove to the community, I'm going to do it better than you did. So it's important we understand that's responsibility. See, marriage sets you up to help our culture maintain. Marriage is all about family. See, our culture can survive through families. It cannot survive if you don't have family. If anybody think it can, we have some challenges ahead of us. You can check any data source, U.S. Census, you can back Black Demographic. .com. You can check out and see that we're at the bottom of all cultures in regards to marriage. At the bottom of all cultures in marriage. And then there's some disturbing numbers also that we have to look at, the high divorce rate and what part we play in the divorce rate. Marriage is said to be, once they get married, 5 years is the minimum. I'm sorry, it's the maximum, 5 years. That is a challenge. So when we talk about marriage, let me read off what Tina said. She said, my sister told me after all the fun is there, there's a business plan. See, marriage is all about business. It's because the agreement that you make, as we said, that we're going to start a family because we got to continue to help elevate the culture, and it's a lifelong commitment. And she said, her sister said, I didn't understand at the time. I was glad I didn't mail the marriage certificate. Sometimes, if we understand the basic definition of marriage, we have a better chance of taking a giant step to get into it because we will understand the outcome. See, God has a plan. His plan is to allow our culture to continue to prosper. But our culture can't prosper if we're not marrying at a high level. I think it was like 28%. And maybe 30%. That's compared to 48% of all Americans. Think about it. 30% of African Americans are married. 30%. We need our cultural and our men and women to come together. We need families to come together, and whatever your choice is to have a family. But with that family, way God created this covenant between man and woman is that you'll produce children so you can have a family. Our culture needs families. It is also an opportunity, come on now, to grow in selflessness as you serve your wife and your children. That's what marriage is. And you have to truly see it that way. Marriage is more than a physical union between two people. It's also a spiritual, as author Nicole Brown texts in. I got to give them a shout out when they type it in. I just say it. And she said, marriage to serve God and his kingdom. And Dr. Ashley Edwards joining us, thank you. She said, yes, it is fading. If we're at that point that we see it's fading in our data and our statistic that we pull from the U.S. Census and we pull from blackdemographic.com, we see that 30% of African Americans are married compared to 45% of all Americans. We got some work to do. We have to, in our homes, we got to do it block by block. We have to be prepared to be wives and husbands. See, prepared young. I speak and I have a segment I've done on boys becoming productive citizens as men to be and see good examples and see examples of what a man should do as a father and as a husband. They have to actually see it so they can understand. Can't nobody tell you that. When they say, are you trained to be a wife? Are you trained to be a husband? You can't just train yourself. You can't just catch on once you get married. You have to be trained. We got to put the work in to train our young people to be, let me put it this way, to prolong the culture. Because if we're going to have people getting married, we can't just have children and have single homes and think that's going to promote our culture. It will not. It will not allow us to survive. We have to have families. We got to have families. When we put the time in to prepare our young people to become productive adults, and that's all about where they see where men and why women are doing the things to help promote our culture by marriage, you can be successful. But you got to put the work in. You can't give in to the narratives of others. It's amazing. We sit and listen to other people and other cultures tell us, and we always say, well, they doing it. Well, they may be doing it, but we should be concerned that 30% of African Americans were married compared to 48% of all Americans. That's 18% behind the closest group of individuals. That don't concern you. But it has to do to understand marriage is a physical union where you and God through a covenant come together and be one. We have to get back. Some of you may think we there, that God should be at the head. Family should come second. Your community should come in at third. And if finance or work come forth, that's fine. But we can't never let the job overshadow our culture. I want to give a shout out to several people joining us. I mentioned Dr. Ashley. I also have my good friend, truly, Coach Elston Turner, member of Omega Psi Phi fraternity in Colorado. You can give him a shout out. He can do whatever you want to throw up him. Throw something up for me. You can put it on his spine. You can type in some words. A shout out to Carol Davis. Thank you, Carol Davis, so much. Along with Sheila Walker. Think about that. And as I move through, I'm going to read the comments that's being typed in because it's important for us to know that it's an interactive platform. Dr. Erickson said, that's why I consider dating outside of my race because too many black men don't value the church and marriage. Actually, that's debatable. I have to look at it. Is it not just black men? Is it black women? See, we got to understand we have to come together. We have to prepare our individual. You ask that question, I want to get married. Is that the first thing when you start dating? You start sharing? You say, I'm interested in dating to marry. I need somebody that I'm going to marry. If they're not, then that gives them the key. Don't think they're going to change their mind. And they'll tell you, if they tell you, I would like to get married. But see, they tell you they want to get married, but they might not want to get married to you. But we have to understand. If we step outside of our race, don't get take me wrong. Those cultures are protecting those males for themselves. You have to consider that. See, we have to value the church, Dr. Edwards, and we have to value marriage. Let's value marriage as much as we value the church. Let's be real now. It comes hand in hand. It's been typed out. Marriage is to serve God and his kingdom. It's a union that's done in the eyes of our Lord and Savior. We have to value it. It's time for us to be real. And let's understand. The people you're encountering, truly, you have to bring that question up. It is never too late or too early to bring the question up. Make sure it's early and not late. Let them know I'm dating to marry because I feel like I can be a wife. You know that it says this guy feel like he can be a husband. You know, in essence, you know, I can't speak truly for him, but we got to be able to say that we've been prepared, we've been trained to be wives and husbands. Ask yourself. That's how marriage continues and be close to the union we ask it to be. Do we value it? Do we value each other? We don't need to start blaming gender for the reason things are not going right. We both got to work at it. So understanding what marriage entails. See, too many times the union mirrors one between and should God and his church. Your marriage should mirror that. And when you identify people who are not going to, why waste your time? If you continue to go out when they're not able to let you know that's their purpose of dating you, you ain't ready to marry neither. Why settle when you can require that this is part of the dating process? You either get on with it or get gone. See, that's where we are in here. If we understand what marriage is, we understand the definition, how we would describe it, and how it means to us, you got to put it in play. Let them know. Don't date people just to date. Have a purpose. And I'm telling you, you have to have a purpose. And the purpose is you're going to be able to serve our Lord and Savior in the kingdom he has for us. Give a shout out to Shocker Blue 5, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you so much. I'm looking. I'm trying to make sure of that. Give a shout out to Nikita E. McGee. Thank you so much, Nikita E. McGee. Thank you for taking time to be this, be a part of this. Thank you so much, Dr. Eccles, for sharing your thoughts there. But we're going to kind of move forward. I think we have to get back to thinking when we're talking about marriage, truly did you marry thinking you want to begin a family? I don't care if you become a blended family. Our culture cannot live without having families. Our culture can't live if we're not producing children by way of marriage. We can say what you want to say. You can be all upset. But when we go outside of that, that's not building the family. The family just can't be one parent and children. Family need to be, in a household, two parents and children. That's where our culture continues to grow. We're going to need that. We have to eliminate the numbers and increase the numbers in a manner that's better than 30%. Don't get comfortable. Let's not find everything wrong with everybody else without checking ourselves. We want you to be a part of the show. We want you to call in. You have an opportunity now. I'm telling you, it's on and popping tonight. You can call in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell number or telephone number, actually your location. Then you can tell me your location. If you want to give me your name, that's fine. Then you can chat with Dr. Smith as he talks about these issues. I'm just trying to share where we could go. We're talking about marriage is fading. It's fading because when we make that commitment, did we make that commitment as a lifelong commitment? Did we make that commitment that we got two adults coming together to form a family to push our culture into the next millennium? Or that's what we're doing? You have to put it out in the front. Put it on Front Street. I'm dating you. You know, you're asking me to go out on a date. You want to date me, but my intention is to be married. If you're not intending on doing that, then you got to let them go. Because God had that person for you. And you never know who it may be, but you got to be prepared for it. So keep in mind you want to be prepared by you knowing what marriage is. You know truly, truly where you can describe the process of marriage. See, a lot of times we're not able to do that. She said, how do we describe marriage as a relationship? See, we're so caught up in relationships and situationships and various things that we can identify as relationships. But marriage truly is a relationship, but it's a process by which two people make their relationship public, official, and permanent. You're not going to marry anybody and know everything about them. See, some people think you're supposed to know everything. You never live with that person. We give a shout out to Andrea Montgomery, and Shanita Arrington Mitchell. Thank you all for joining us. And it's real talk tonight. Some is not going to agree, but it's fine. But you understand that you have to have a definition and a description of marriage in your mind and what your expectations will be in regards to that. See, you know, that's two people coming together, joining, bonding on a lasting commitment to death do us part. Knowing that in your mind, I don't want to be a part of the statistic of divorce, even though it does happen. But for example, I want to be able to promote with my family members. It's back to the neighborhood grassroots. So this 30% of African Americans are married. 30%, and compared to 48% of all Americans. We're there. We've got to do better. Tim Robinson, we're going to make sure lady with the boots on the ground. I was blessed to see my parents' willingness to support one another. Marriage failed because it is no longer communication. Communication is important. Compromise is important. Commitment is very important. Connection is important. That's why when you decide to go out on a date, why that person asks you, will you date me? You say yes, or you say no. Or can I date you? You say yes, or you say no. See, that's going to give you an opportunity to now come with, now, we're going to be dating, but my ultimate goal is to be married. That's easy to say. And I always hear this about a lot of people. Well, we got a shortage of milk, or we got all of. But you look at, again, I'm into getting data now. U.S. Census, looking at blackdemographic.com, and I look and see, there's over 54% of black males that are either single or not fathers. 54%. Then another 28%. Is married, having family. So that, you know, that puts you in a situation that those 54% are available. And you might want to say, oh, they're young. You know, you don't know what those stats said. That was taken when the census was done and people fill that information out and they put it together. Oh, the problem is we got to quit cutting our nose off in spite of. We got to understand that there are qualities. Yeah, qualities that you out should be able to see in a person so you can see if or not they're in line for a marriage, a successful marriage, a healthy marriage. We already had typed in communication. See, communication is important. And you have to be able to focus on the other C's as well and give them to you for connection, compromise, commitment. You have to be able to look at those C's and see if you're operating in a positive way. First, you need to go back, and I'm going to tell you truly, you need to make sure you go back and make sure your wellness is in order. See, it's easy to blame someone else, but are you? You in order. And in the areas of wellness, your mental, your physical, your emotional, truly your spiritual, and your financial, are those well-being mature enough for you to be married? See, we can play all the games in the world. If you're not in order, no, you're not going to be able to. It takes hard work. And you have to make sure those in order first. You have to make sure you're mature enough in your well-being so you can deal with a successful marriage. Because the bottom line is that commitment where you're going to serve our Lord and Savior. It's that life commitment. It's a union between you, the church, and God. The triple core come into play. So we have to always keep. We said communication. I mentioned two or three other of the C's. Companionship. See, you're looking for someone that's going to be a companion for the rest of your life. They want to grow old together. It doesn't matter where you started. Every day you're getting older. No matter how many years in between you and that person, you still can grow old together. You have to have admiration in a way that's so important, respect. See, first of all, you got to respect yourself before you can respect anybody else. If you're disrespectful, and you might do it in a way that you don't think it is, you have to be respectful at all times. Treat people like you want to be treated. That way you can admire each other. Your spirituality is important. See, the church should be in you, no matter where you go. You should not just go to Sunday, to the church on Sunday, sit up in the building and hear with the pastor. You have to have devotion, you and your spouse. You have to be able to read the word, discuss the word, do things that helps you grow spiritually. Come in with values. So we have to get with the other individual and make the values mutual. See, that's what a marriage is all about. I just don't believe you be with somebody for 12, 13, 14 months, then you start talking about things you don't know. You have time to ask those questions. You got time from the beginning to do that. I said commitment already. It's a lifelong commitment. That's what marriage is. No matter what the past was, you should grow from your experience. That's what we call wisdom. Affection. It's important. You have to have affection for the person that you're married to. Don't blame the other person for your lack of. You know if you're not at the level you want to be, work on it. Work hard. Your ability, and something was said on our show 2 weeks ago. You'll find out about people in a marriage. You'll find out people dating when a crisis comes into play and when stress come about. How do they respond to that? What are they going to do about the crisis? They're going to sit there and they're going to be so depressed they're not going to be able to do anything. Or they're going to say, okay, that was a problem. Let's attack this problem. Let's go for it. You should lift each other up. You should have the confidence in your husband or your wife that you believe no matter what comes, we're going to tackle it and be successful. That's what success in the category of a healthy and successful relationship. And the last one I'm going to say is responsibility. See, if you're not responsible as an individual now, while you're by yourself, you're not going to be responsible when you get married. You had to accept the responsible that you are a grown man, a grown woman. You should be able to say, I didn't make the right decisions then, my mistake. I apologize for not being able, but I'm going to work to make sure we get this right. Never get an attitude. It's not benefiting either one of y'all. By knowing these things, it gives you the knowledge of, you'll know whether you want to be married. So you'll know. The characteristics of a marriage, a successful marriage, a healthy relationship, gives you the ability to say, okay, I need to think about it. These are the things I want you to think about. These are signs that you should be ready for marriage. You're ready to commit. I brought out early in the conversation, I said, when you have a conversation, you should be there. You know, are you willing to date me? And then say when you come and you will you marry me? You propose to a person. See, you got to remember, you have to be ready to commit. A lot of these shows that people are dating in somebody 5, 6, 10, 15 years, and you come on these shows talking about, you know, I'm waiting for him to propose, he knew in the beginning whether he was going to marry you. Let's be serious. Let's be very serious that those people already know they have a feeling whether they want to marry you or not. I was watching the show the other day, and the question kept being asked to the person, do you hear what we're working through all this, do you still want to marry? I don't know, she got to change herself. They've been together 17 years. I'm missing this. Why did you get to the 17 years for you to see that you're never married? You know, this is something you need to discuss in the beginning. It's never too early. You know and like yourself. See, when you like yourself and know you're in a position that I can be committed, then you can be successful with this. But you got to know yourself first. Shouldn't be nobody else telling you. You shouldn't have to go to no friends. You had to go to ask, you know, what do you think of me? What are my good qualities? You should have your self-worth. No matter what you've been through. This is one thing I tell people. You might have went through some trials and tribulations, some challenges that only make you stronger. If you fail regardless or you weren't successful, that don't mean you didn't move forward, because it was an experience that put you in a position for something in the future. Stop falling in this category that we want to feel bad for ourselves because it didn't work out. Your goal is to make things work out. That way you know yourself. You ought to know yourself well enough whether you want to put the work in. And marriage requires work. That's the fear that most of these people are running into, and some of the things they're individual types. These people you're running in are fearful, both men and women. It's not just guys. Both of them are fearful. You have to have realistic expectations. Sometimes we don't have realistic expectations. Really, we want to put an agreement together. That's what we want to do. We don't want to sit down and say, okay, realistic expectations, we'll be able, we can do this, and we work hard on making sure we are in position. If you're lacking somewhere, let's help lift each other up. See, a different agreement, I agree to do this, I agree to do that, and then you sign it at the end. If your marriage is going to be just an agreement, that's fine. But the bottom line is, you got to have some expectations. You're clear on your life vision. See, it's too many times people want to blame others for the lack of success they're having. That's because you allow them to manipulate. If you have a vision, I talk all the time about what we're doing right now. It was a vision that God blessed me with. God blessed me with this vision, this radio station. But at the time, he said, I know you like running your mouth, because that's what my children and the people I know, you run your mouth so much, you talk so much all the time. And God blessed me with the vision and said, now, I know you like sports, and we're going to let you, you know, do this first podcast of a sports that was called Real Sports. And that was back in 2017. Now, don't think it didn't go without a hitch, meaning people was criticizing. You don't need to have that person on there as a co-host. They don't know what they're talking about. not understanding this. And it comes from people that was close to me. But you know what? God gave me this vision. And he told me, if you get out and do the work within my plan, you will be successful. Now, we're talking about September 27, 2023, be 6 years. We are broadcast in 33 countries. We have, just from being one podcast to 10 talk shows with various topics, we're being broadcast on the internet, not just through Blog Talk Radio out of New York, New York. We're being broadcast through Facebook, Instagram. Have two channels that's operating. We're able to put our on-demand episodes on Tumblr, LinkedIn, YouTube television. See, that was from the vision now. So you got to trust God, because when he lay it in your heart, you go work it. Because if he lay it on anything else besides in your heart and your soul, it's not going to work. So if marriage is placed in your heart and soul, you work it. You have to know your essentials. What is essential to you? So we can be successful. If four persons saying, I know I have to do this, and it's essential that I do this, essential that I'm here, essential that I make things in place at home. It's not just a one-person job. It's an hour job. You'll be all right. Then you have to know your deal breakers too, man. Like I said, you come and this person that I'd like to date you, ask you that question, and you say yes. You'd have to be, you know, I'm looking to be married. I ain't looking at this date and just hang out. And the worst thing you can do, you never get married. I'm going to let you know, by not getting married, you really hurt our culture. Our numbers will never raise from 30%. And you say, oh, I had a bad deal in the last one. I don't want to get married no more. You know, you don't know the person that God has in front of you. It's not... or is the person. If you say that, your chances, you're destroying it. Nobody else is doing it. That means you're not ready. Give a shout out to Ramon No Stewart, my brother of 5 Baby Sigma Attorney Incorporated out of that great southern part of the state of Georgia. Thank you, Brother Stewart, for joining us. Happy Founders Day to you, my brother. I just want to share it. He just put down, and I'll say you're dropping some true gems, brother. And I thank you, brother. These are conversations that couples need to have. We got to talk. We have to communicate. Let people know. If I'm taking time to ask you, would you date me, and you accept it, my goal is to take that and move toward marriage. The conversation should come up. Now, what is it? What is your expectation? What exactly do you want out of this? I want to be married. That's the time to make your decision, people. Because if you're not ready, don't jump in. Don't jump out there and say you are. Think of this your last opportunity. All you're doing is setting up for that 5-year trend where people get married and divorced in 5 years. That's all you're setting up. Those numbers don't lie neither. Those numbers don't lie. And we really need to do some soul searching here. A couple of things. You're not hoping your partner will change. See, whoever you, when you met them, they bring in all their individuality to the table. Don't think, and I heard on a lot of little segments, and I'm always checking various people. Some people don't agree with what they're saying, but I listen to them. And when the people come on, they are truly saying what they're feeling. The first thing they talk about wanting to get somebody up in that 8%, that 1% level, large income, they may not be at that level. They may be average. And the first thing they said, and if they said, I don't want nobody down here that's average. And if it is, the first thing they want to do, they want to change it. That person might be happy with the job they have. It ain't enough higher income earners up here for the number of people down here. There's nothing wrong with average, above average. You have some peace there. Might not like, but if you think you can change that part, you're not going to change that part. You're not going to change it. You have to ask yourself, and I'm going to do both males and females, you know, what makes someone a husband and wife material? Husband or wife material? I want you to think about it. One step toward, I'm going to say for both individuals is that if I'm going to date you, I'm going to date you and you accept that you want to date me, I have to say, be able to have a conversation that I want to be married. I want us to be able to get married after we put, if the person can't come back and say they said the same thing, that lets you know they not husband material. They just not your husband material or your wife material. You got to remember now, there's people that say, oh, I love to get married, but they don't want to marry you. So be very about you having those conversations. Talk about it. Don't ever assume it's just going to be automatic. See, a person that's married, marriage material, is when they're willing to work on the relationship just as much as you want to do. I keep saying it, they got to be all in. Oh, the goal should be, and eventually said, my expectation will be one to have somebody that's committed as much as I'm committed. Because if they are, I always say the best thing for people to do is say it out of their mouth. Don't let nobody assume it. Say it. And you can be held. See, I'm finding out people don't want to say things, especially when it's to the point where it puts them in a committed situation, because they don't want to be held accountable. That's one way to recognize that that person is not the person for you. If they can't say it out of their mouth, because I was always taught, and you can think about, oh, that's old-fashioned. A man's word is his bond. A woman's word is their bond. Don't say things to go along with the narrative. Say things. I always say, I say what I mean, and I mean what I say. So if you're not willing to be able to be committed, say that. Give that person a choice to say, well, I don't want to deal with this because I want someone that wants to be married. See, our relationships will be so much better. And our culture can grow, meaning that we'll have families. The culture not going to grow unless you have families now. Anybody think it can? Can't do it. Marriage is important to our culture because if you're looking at 30% of African Americans or Black Americans, whatever you want to say, that are married compared to all other Americans, which is 40, that's 18% difference. I don't care if it's below 50%, that's 18%. That's a big difference, man. We got some work to do. So if you're not ready to be committed, if both of you are not ready to commit, then it's no sense in going down. And then you have to start looking at, if I'm committed, and what is important, because that allows me to relieve pressure. The pressure of whether she going to do it or whether she don't, whether she want to be with me or not be. You got to be committed. See, instead of you coming and saying you're feeling unsafe because you're making the person unsafe. Make it easy. If you're not ready to be committed, it's time for real talk. It's no limits on this now. See, you want to play these, we're not trying to play these games. be well, both of us comfortable enough to live with one another. See, that's the perfect time when you say, well, you know, we're going to be dating, but I'm going to get married out of this right here. What you want to do? See, that's that pressure right there. Because that means that commitment. And you can't be in a situation with one foot in and another foot out. 90% in and 10% out. Not going to work. You're going to have to put more than 110% in into that relationship. So you have to ask yourself, what are some of the skills that you really, really need to have, say, if you want to be a wife? Some of the skills that are good qualities. And I want you to keep them. I'm going to run them and not as quick that you can't, because I'm going to post them so you can see them. Best quality of a person that wants to be a wife. You got to care and be compassionate. Sensitive of the little things. See, that's a relationship can be successful. A marriage can be successful if you're sensitive toward the little things. See, too many times we're not sensitive toward the little things. Because we're so focused on the big picture. Just remember, to have a big picture, you have to have some small things all come together so you can have a big picture. Spend time with your husband. Find what's quality time for both of you all. Not just sitting there because you're sitting in the same place, you doing something, they doing something. We quality time to be able to say, you know, like I said, well, we can sit here and watch a movie, but we're going to watch this movie and enjoy it. We ain't got no other distraction but movie. That's quality time. Give me one example. You might choose to make a difference. That's fine. That's all right with me. But you need to check what's going on with you to see what's best for you. The little things are important. Quality time is definitely important. Encouraging your husband. Encourage them. Tell them, man, you did an awesome job on that right there. You know, you're doing this, you're grinding. Because encouragement comes in all forms. And I tell everybody, you know, I'm being encouraged, but I'm being encouraged more when I see you communicate with me. That's encouraging. Always respect. Be careful about the little things you say and do. You may not feel like it's disrespectful, but it can be disrespect. I talked about it today. If people talking about, oh, hey, you got that little show there. That is the first sign of a disrespectful statement, little. Oh, what I'm doing is so little you don't even recognize? You're being disrespectful with that. Don't ever put little. That's one word you don't put on anything what people are doing. You got that little degree over there. That's disrespect. Joking or not joking, it's the little things that's the key. Respect is important. Because if you use the little things to disrespect your husband, sometimes they're going to come with the big things to disrespect you. Can't say what they may be. I just gave you an example of one thing that you never, one word you don't put on when you're talking to people you love and encourage and support. You're just doing that little job over there. Little job? I'm giving all my blood, sweat, and tears on this. And you see it on just something little? You mean that you're not respecting what I'm doing? She always, you know, the skill of a wife is put their family first. Even if you don't have any children in your presence, you might be nestless, and you got to put your family. Your family is your husband and you. You can put them at the forefront. Even you can see, if you don't want to put them in the forefront, ask him to do. You are the one that's dear to him. You're the one that loves him, and he loves you. You're the one going to encourage and support. So you put him first. Because he didn't put you first. If not, you should recognize that before. Don't allow him to do things to make sure you put, he provide and protect. He said, that's what I'm going to make sure I do for my family. I'm going to be caring. I'm going to be loving. There's a lot of other things that come, but he's providing, hey, you put him first. Nobody has to come first. Except our Lord and Savior. Because he's going to be your best friend and your lover. That's what he's going to be. You have to be a good good problem solver. That means you got to hold your composure enough and not allow things to have you not comfortable with the dealing with it, that you may become depressed. You have to be ready to be to think of that thought process of the problem has happened. You can't change the problem, but you can come up with a solution. Be a problem solver. That's a person working on a solution. And the last thing I want to rub on, because it's 8:07 now, is that when we're talking about marriage is fading, I'm giving you some things that I want you to focus on. I want us to understand that when you become that, be married, you are now one, you're a couple. You may not know what exactly to do, but whatever you do, you make sure you're doing it, make sure that your husband or your wife, as a vice versa, being in a place that you are lifting them up and you're making sure you're successful. The marriage is important to our society, but definitely to our culture, where we got 30% of our cultural marriage. Our culture can't survive because 30% marriage is family. We've got to work on preparing our young people and doing some work ourselves. Can't be afraid. The marriage promotes the common good by building families. It said it builds families, raising children. That's what marriage is. See, because a lot of people got to realize those who have children know that every day that goes by is about a selfless act in nurturing their children. They come first. Your family come first. I just want you to think about, this is how and why it's so important in our society. Just want you to keep that in mind. The question come up and we'll get ready to wrap it up. When should you discuss marriage in a relationship? I already gave you that in the beginning. If this man could say, would you date me? Can I date you? I mean, is acting. You say yes. Your next conversation ought to be with the time frame. Is that I'm not just dating. I'm dating to marry. So what is your goal? If they say, I don't have no goal, I don't know what I want to do, then it may be time for you to move on. Because you're not going to be able to change their thought process. People already know when they come into the relationship what their ultimate goal is. They already know. Let's stop playing like we don't understand what's going on. Let's hold each other accountable. Nothing wrong with that. So you have to be able to establish the commitment and trust early. That's what that old question, when you say, well, I'm dating to marry, man. I'm looking to be married. What are you looking for? See, you're establishing that has to be a commitment if we're going to spend out. Because, see, the most precious two things you can have that you might allow people to use and abuse is your time and your energy. Those are the two things. Your time and your energy. Yeah, smart. How built, how nice looking you is. But if you allow people to waste your time and your access to our culture and our society, because our culture can live on if we have marriage and have families where we're producing children to keep the culture going. That's my final note. I want to thank each and every one of you all for joining me. It's been awesome there. Hopefully that something was shared that puts you in the right mindset. I want to give a shout out to Christopher Bennett. He's a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma chapter in Greenville, Alabama, the financial secretary, Pastor Christopher Bennett. Thank you so much. I want to also give a shout out to an event that's going on January the 16th, which is the J16, the Founders Day of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, Lambda Delta Zeta chapter is celebrating the founders on January the 16th, which is Monday, at 5:00 p.m. at the cost, if you want to come, is 25 for Zetas and 15 for Sigma. The attire is just a blue and white casual. You can have cash, you can have checks, and a money order. You can cash out $GBILLE Zeta. That's GBILLE ZETAS. That's G as in good, VILLEZ as in zebra, ETAS. Go to PayPal, paypal.me/Z5BGBILL. Z5BGBILL. If you're in the area, stop by 5:00 on Monday, which is the 103rd celebration of the ladies of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority and the brothers who had their celebration yesterday down in Greenville, a Phi Beta Sigma fraternity, which is a joint event, and we ask you to come and be a part of it. We'll give a shout out to, did I give Shocker Blue 5 a shout out? And Prodigy 5, thank you. Man, I said it right, but thank you so much for joining us. But make sure there's no others that are joining us on Facebook as we close out. Thank you so much for taking time. God, it's been good. Hopefully something was gained. But we're going to come back. We have a part two to this. We're going to be doing on our next show dealing with relationships. And we're going to continue to talk about some things hopefully we can focus on that will help us improve our numbers based on the U.S. Census, along with blackdemographic.com. There are other that looks at numbers through data. 30% of African Americans or Black Americans are married, compared to 48% of all Americans. And over 50% of those individuals have never been married. So there are some people out there, but they want you to be serious. They're ready to commit. Are you ready to commit? It's been awesome, man. Tonight, I tell you, we'll give again a shout out to our sponsor, that's TriStack LLC, Mr. William Scott out of Selma, and also have an office in Montgomery. Shout out to LNA Lawn Service out of South Central Alabama, that's Mr. Tony Stallworth. To the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, Zeta Phi Sigma chapter out of Greenville, Alabama. Again, happy Founders Day to you, Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. And also the WDSW radio team, the internet station. We're number one. They are also making donations as well. Truly, truly, it's been a blessing to come before you. But we want to say this for you, for the other Divine Nine, for the ones that are coming up, for their celebration. I mentioned the Zetas out of Greenville, along with the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma. They're having a dinner at the event center in Greenville, Alabama. Give a shout out to them. I just read off their flyer. Give a shout out to J13, the ladies of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. And we have team member that's a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, and that's Dr. Olivia E. Smith. Give a shout out to her and saying happy Founders Day to her. J15 is the ladies of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. And we have a team member that's a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha. That's Coach Lauren D. Smith. And then we have a team member that's a member of J16. We truly want to give a shout out to this lady. She's a first-time author. That's Sarah Scarlett Harvey Black out of the great state of South Carolina, which is Greenville, South Carolina. We want to give you a shout out, Scarlett. And we truly, truly want this upcoming year, your 103rd celebration of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. We want to say that. And it's dear to me to make sure I say this because I want this baby to get away. My wife is a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Founder Day is coming up on the 16th. So I want to make sure I include her because she's important to this team right here. She pretty much encouraged, supports, and keeps me grounded. And I thank her so much. Really love her for taking on me. Because God has blessed us. Thank you so much, darling. Thank you so much. And that is Sarah Riosha Bush Smith. Thank you so much for being there and supporting and encouraging. Thank you so much. It's been awesome, man. I tell you, we're going to close it out. We're down to 10 minutes, which is the extra time I have on this. I want you to truly, truly, end the day being blessed. And now we're here tonight. On tomorrow, we have our sports talk show. And that's Talking Sports Plus Primetime. It is the voice of the historical black colleges and universities, high school, and middle school athletics in the southeastern part of the United States. Check us out at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Then on that, truly, truly on that West Coast, we're looking at 5:30 Pacific Time. So we're really excited to bring you some sports, and we're going to talk about all the things that happen in the historical black colleges and universities, as well as our Coach Corner dealing with our Power Five and our Group of Five in our high school. So we look forward to doing that. Check us out on tomorrow night at 7:30. As we get ready to close, I want to tell you now, I love you. Truly, I love you. And hopefully, as we share this topic tonight, we truly, truly touch you in some way. Thank each and every one of you who's able to respond and type back and put on the board your thoughts. Thank you so much. That's how we continue to grow and we'll interact with. I want to just say thank you and blessings to you as well, Unmino Prodigy Go 5. We'll get it right, but I'm trying to work on it to make sure. We just want to say I love you from my heart. I love each and every one of you all. I thank you all that make up our 33 co-watchers who take time to be a part of this. God has blessed us one more time. Have an awesome rest of the night. Hashtag responsible. Be responsible. Coming up with what's ahead of you and what's going on now with you. Hashtag keep on grinding. That's what we're talking about. Getting married and grinding. The next hashtag, communicate for understanding. Communication is so important. God is good. He's awesome. He got you. He's going to take care of you. I'm telling you, because he works for your inner self so you can be protected in a manner where people can see you because God has opened their eyes to see. I'll tell you, if you want to be married and you accept to date someone, and when you sit there, when God brought you all together, he'll be open to it, meaning because God had placed it in his heart or her heart to be married. I tell you, it's awesome, man. I tell you, God is so good. Hashtag, it's a mindset. We got this. We're going to make it do what it do. But as we close out, I want you to truly think about how good God has been to us. He has brought us from a mighty long way. And every day we get a chance to just be able to smile. He's smiling down on us. See, he's trusting us to understand that things are going to be all right. There's going to be some good days, and there's going to be some bad days. But every day is all about an amen. I want you to say amen. As we close out, say amen. Because God has blessed us one more time. I'm going to do our close out.
Amen. Amen. Been running, if my mind playing tricks on me, is she one up for me? If I had to testify, I could only say she's the truth. It's like prayers went up and sent me you. Now I wasn't looking, I was fine on my own. Could come and go as I please, nobody questioning me. I don't know if days are gonna change.